Execution. All fall down. The court was sick, the sentence in a coma. The state of affairs hung up the hangman, who was waiting to hang out with Harriet. Harriet caressed the loose noose of her S&M rope, wanting to let loose with the well-hung hangman. Some said the court had been poisoned by terrorists. Others writ a knot of plots by men at the top. The child prisoner in Purda hung her hat on hope. There was nothing else to do, no choice but to wait. That is what the hangman, Harriet, and the prisoner had in common. No, not hope, only expectation. Expectation has a fan club, as does hope, but dread is what the prisoner had most of, dread shadowing her like a vampire bat hovering over hope and a waif of faith, and blurred black memories like ink stains that wouldn't wash out, damn, damn. Nothing she could speak about, nothing she could comprehend sufficiently to regret or not. Dread preempted hope. Hope hid in her half-empty chest. Months or years passed, depending on whom you believe. The court fell on the floor, broke his tongue and teeth, and passed out. Couldn't pass the sentence even in the courtroom lobby, much less utter it. A prominent pastor placed a wafer on the tongue of the court. Overthrow was a whisper. The men at the top were ascending beyond reach in party balloons. The big men floated above the skies, shooting pellets of strychnine into low-slung clouds. The sentence showed signs of advancing with alacrity to the day of judgment. But its subjects, objects, and actions were not making sense, bereft of articles. The sentence was advancing to the day of judgment without the prisoner, who was ungrowing to an embryo from dread. The prisoner was ungrowing so much from dread she lost her flesh, then sleeves and training bra, then turned to fish bones that turned to ash. When the officer arrived to take her from her cell, there was no cell. Some said a giant eagle had flown into it, so there was nothing but the thin air of death. The officer wheezed, then fainted. You'd imagine the hangman would stop waiting, at least at that point, but the hangman had no imagination. He stayed at his post playing hangman and eating cheese doodles. He doodled pictures of his mother cooking hash and grits in their trailer, drank Boone's Farm, and sold his diary on eBay for a gun. Harriet stopped waiting and imagined someone else into her heart. A man a lot looser and loving, to choke till death, to toke till death did them part.